Right. Okay, so going back a little bit from last week, I'm sure what people are up to, and this item caught my eye a couple of weeks ago. Well, we should be able to fit in the very end of the third paragraph, the very end of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara goes through a Daf, which also appears, and I saw somebody else did discuss part of this at least, which also appears in Maseches Baba Kama, there's a parallel sugya there. About the issue of Chatzi Nezek. So Chatzi Nezek is chayiv for shein, which is like when an animal, like one can could sort of expect that an animal might do this, but we don't really assume that it will do this. So if that takes up a large chunk of Bava Kama, so that if the animal goes ahead and does damage to another person in a way that, you know, you should have defended but didn't defend and you could have watched or whatever, in that range, then what would be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek? So I think the classic example of this, at least in modern day usage, would be like a dog bite, right? If your dog goes and bites someone else, every owner assumes that their dog is the nice dog and it's a good dog and loves everybody, except apparently they make an exception for me, right? That seems to be the way things go. Don't usually get bit, but it could, that could happen. So, and not only would it happen potentially, so some pointed out it's not necessarily, you know, a dog bite, even it's going to be hard to charge Nezek on it. Hello, good morning. But let's say, the dog goes and climbs on your clothes and rips it up or things like that. So there would clearly be Nezek. So what is the Chiv to pay? So the Gemara here has this long back and forth, where ultimately it, a little surprisingly, paskins that Palga Niska, that Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. So what does it mean that it's a Knas? So it sounds like it means that that it's not really a direct Chiv of Mabon, but rather it's a Chiv that Beistin would employ against the person, right? When I used to teach at Torah Academy, the example I used was that if somebody was driving down on Wynwood Road and knocked over the sign on the side of the road, and then they would walk into Lower Merion Lower Merion Township office a couple blocks away and say hi and knock the sign down, I'd like to pay for it, they'd say, all right, you know, they'd figure out a way to charge you. But if you walked in and said, hi, I want to be charged a speeding ticket because I was driving 50 and it was only a 40-mile-an-hour zone, they'd look at you like you were crazy and they wouldn't have a way of employing that, right? So that's the difference between mammon and knas. So the Gemara says this is a knas. So it sounds like there is no way, it sounds like, okay, I guess I'm stuck. So the Gemara then sticks in this line at the end, it says, well, Vahashta thou marta the palga niska knaso. Now that we assume that it's a chatzi nezek, it's palga, that it's a knas. So hai kalva da achel imri vishunra da achel tarnaguli ravervi. If you have a dog that would eat a sheep, so you see it does, they had dog problems then too. Or you have a cat that would eat a chicken or something like that. So a large chicken, so mishunahu, velo magbinan bevavel. So that was considered to be mishunah, that would be considered to be unusual. Velo magbinan bevavel. And you wouldn't be able to collect that in bevel. Now it's not unusual enough for it to not make a figure of speech, right? Of a man bites dog, that's news, but a dog bites man, that's not news, right? You've heard that, that's like a saying. So apparently it happened enough, but not that much, but you wouldn't be able to collect it in bavel. So aval zutri orcheu, but if it was something smaller, so then you would be able to collect it, meaning if a cat went after my mouse, right? So, okay, that would be normal. But the tafas lo mafkinamine. But, so I'm not able to go after it in bavel, but going back to the chatzi nezek, if I was tofis it, they're not going to be able to take it away from me. So it's like, wait, so what does that mean? I mean, so basically say, like, we have nothing to do with this, right? It's like, some kind of like crime issue in Philadelphia, right? So we're not going to pursue it, we're not going to prosecute, and whatever, you're on your own. So that's it. So are you allowed to take law in your own hands? So I wouldn't recommend it in Philadelphia, but it sounds like if there's not going to be a prosecution if someone steals for you for less than $1,000, so the Gemara seems to be saying, be tough, so then you can go after it if you grab it, so then you'd be able to... We're not going to take it back for you. That seems to be okay. So what is the Gemara encouraging here? And the Gemara goes on and says, and if you say, if you say to the guy, listen, I understand I can't bring the guy to a Din Torah here let's set up a time in Eretz Yisrael where we're going to go and have the case judged there, because there the Bat Dinim are smuchim. So then you'd have to go. If the guy doesn't go, we're going to put him in Cheirim, right? And Fine. So and we'll put the, and we'll put him chayim if he doesn't end up going. Fine. So what is the Gemara encouraging? So in Bavel, all right, so you could travel to Eretz Yisrael for a court case. Fine. Maybe I don't know how crazy that is, but if you live further away, so that's a lot crazier to say. Oh, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael to resolve the case. So is the Gemara like encouraging that, not encouraging that, or what exactly is this idea of tisa? What is the story here? So this is a bigger topic than otherwise a thought, but a smaller topic in terms of like modern day approaches that I otherwise would have thought. So Tosfos here seems to put a limitation on it. Tosfos v. Tafas, Freish Rabbeinu Tam. We're not talking about that you can go and like wait for the guy to leave his house in the morning and then like grab his bike or something like that. Like, no, that's not okay. Rabbeinu Tam dafka itafas at the mazik atzman. We're only talking about if you grab that which did the nezek. I mean, you can, the dispensation of the Gemara is not like this full-fledged thing where you hire, you go to Ed Dvir and get one of his security guys to go and like get something on your behalf. No. Itafas is a mazik atzman. It's, you can go and take the animal itself, like that's all it is, right? Well, davar acher lo, you're not allowed to go and just grab something else. Dilinian mazik atzmo hekilu chacham sheyachol tosvo deim lo kein yitfus kol asher lo. He says because with regards to that there was a kula. The Rabbanan said, you know, you're really not allowed to get anything because it's a knas and he's not chayef to you any nezek here at all. But we'll give this dispensation out to you that you can go and like grab the actual dog that did this to you, like. Okay, but because if that wasn't the case, then like you're gonna take anything that the guy has, right? That's not a way to run a normal society. So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So he sort of puts the kibosh on like this whole theory of let's go and take law into our own hands. However, we seem to paskin like the Rush. So the Rush more appears in Baba Kama than it does here in Ksuvus. So the Rush says, well, I don't know. He says, afagav the palga niska knasahu, right? Even though that palga niska is still considered to be a knas, right? V'lo magvin le'bavavel, yitafis l'mafkin minei. So what does that mean? So Rabbeinu Tam says, dafka tofis davar mazakasma. That means you can only grab Fido. You can only grab the dog. Right, that's all you could do. V'lo yacholti lamod al dvar. So the Rush says, I don't know what he's talking. I can't abide by that. Right? Dim lakach yosim yichdei nezikin yicholim beisin ladun kadei sheyachzer lo hamutter. He says, I'm not sure what the problem is. Right? Just you could grab anything. He seems right? Go grab anything, and whatever you grab, if then there's a fight above the value as to what that is. So then Basin could decide. I mean, Basin is somehow limited in being able to paskin the shaila about chatzi nezek itself. But they could take a look at it and say, but if you go and take law into your own hands and take the guy's bike, his really expensive bike for chai bike, right? And you keep, and you say, all right, I'm taking the bike instead of the chatzi nezek. And the guy turns around and says, hey, Fido's only worth $200 and that's worth $1,000, right? How did that, how do you think you could get away with that? So then Basin could step in and Basin could then could resolve that issue. But they're no longer resolving a knas issue, they're now resolving a mamonos issue. And that seems to be like a sort of a possible workaround. That's a bit of a strange workaround, right? So basically, I was saying, okay, so go take something from the guy's property, and then we'll pass him the shaila. But Rush says, yeah, that's what's going on here. That's not considered dine knasos b'vavel anymore. Sharei kvar nifra minisko b'dekanes chachamim. Because you already removed the nezek, but the kavus chacham shomer lo mafkin minei ve'in anu danin el lahachzir es hamutter amosar. We're only judging about returning that which is extra. Hilkach near the bechol midi the tafas lo mafkin minei. Therefore, we'd say it's not just about grabbing Fido; it's now grabbing anything. If you want to take anything from the guy's property, that will then force a court case even outside of Eretz Yisrael in Babel. So that's
why outside Eretz Yisrael.
Well, in Eretz Yisrael, they could judge the case. This is Knossos. In Eretz Yisrael, they had smicha, right? They have a full official smicha, and therefore they have full official bati dinim. Again, nowadays this would apply in Eretz Yisrael also, right? In Eretz Yisrael also, they don't really have, we don't have official smuchim either.
So we're saying when he grabs something else, maybe it's presumably of equal value, obviously, that he's taking. And it changes it from Dina Kinasa to the Mamona. That's why it's done by Gaston.
That's what the Rush claims to be accomplishing, yeah.
So, but how does in the first place he knows that he's
gets to get the Palga Nezek. Right. What if you could have based and say you get you would have gotten a knas if we could give it to you, but sorry, like does he need that first?
So very good question. No, I mean, it seems like he doesn't.
I could think about it, but I don't know.
What?
It sounds like he's just grabbing.
It sounds like he's just going ahead and grabbing it. Yes.
What if he's not? What if it's a case?
How does he know he's right?
It's actually his fault, or it's actually a bigger deal.
He feels he's right.
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 Yeah.
That's
everyone.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So then at that point, so then Basin could go ahead and adjudicate it. Now, so it seems to be the simple shot. Now, when I looked at this two weeks ago, so I actually Michael Rappaport, so his son, Ben Rappaport, is learning. You know of him. Okay, so he was my camper once upon a time. He used to like sleep in my dorm room every Thursday night for Mishmar and stuff, and he's still an MTA. And he's in some Choshen Mishmar Kol now in Beit. He's Rosh Kol, so Choshen Mishmar Kol. So I said to Michael, I said, hey, I got a topic for your son. Can I send this along to him and get some Makoros on him? So he gave me, of course, his wife's email address, and sent him email. So so one of the things he pointed out to me was this question. He says, now, this is what the Rush says, but you take a step back, it's a massive chiddush, right? Because why does the guy think that he's right, right? Where does that come from? Especially if we assume that Knossos is is subject to the Beis Din's psak. I mean, right? It sounds like there's no chiv of Knossos until Beis Din makes their psak. So hold off on that. That's a good question. So just first of all, the Rav Eliashiv here, and in the Ha'aros, which in my edition, it still didn't say that it was Rav Eliashiv, and in the Bar Ilan they reveal that it's Rav Eliashiv's psak. It used to just be Ha'aros and. I don't know. Somebody made these haros at some point, but anyways, it's from his shirim. So he points out that the Ramah is really on the side of Tosos. That the chakira is that they're really starting from a level that really nothing is. The Tosfos position is that it's all usher. And we're going to, and there's a din derabanan that we're going to go ahead and sort of like give you a bone and say, yeah, well, and you could go after Fido, right? They're like, okay, well, we'll give you something, right? Din ze ein of a knasus habayim lichsus and azeko chelik mimenu shetiga l'nizah shalom yafsed aval v'kefil dalad v'hei she'im b'zeh tashlum hefsed l'nizigin lo tiknu b'zeh tvisi. He says, oh, therefore, this would not work. This is like a special dispensation by this idea of knas. And the other types of knasos, so the example that everybody keeps giving is kefil and dalad v'hei, right? That's clearly employed by Beis Din. So there's not going to be any dispensation to go out and get this stuff. And the Rush disagrees. He says, no, Deinu Takanta Elazehu Medina. No, that is the din. Tfisa is the din, right? The midorais the mechuyevlo. The guy really is chayiv you to pay. Rather, there's just no Beis Din that can activate the chiyev. The vavel shakfinu li tein lo.
That approach is he's really mechuyev. It's really what he was. Is he mechuyev? You think he's mechuyev? You hear the difference?
I think, yeah.
I mean, right. So,
first of all, it's not necessarily true. The guy's dog did bite my leg. Like he did tear my clothing. Sometimes it is a little more clear.
Maybe it was your fault.
Why did you, you ran away, or you didn't pet him the right way. Right, he might have the right excuse.
He went to his property, or the sign said, don't beware of dog.
Sometimes the dog just bite.
But that's why they did a base.
I know. And the Rosh continues on and says, "V'hainu da'afta b'knas below p'sak beistin in klal chiyuv." Right, even though that is not the case, right? Mikol malkum midin avid inish dino l'nafshim mahani atvisa. It works. Umikri asher yishun, and that's called asher yishun. Right? V'havi ke'ein p'sak beistin. Therefore, it's like the p'sak of beistin. V'lkach mahai b'chol haknasus v'gam b'kefil dalad v'hei ayin sham etc. So that is the psak of the Rosh. You still have a mechanism problem.
Saying like this: if someone next to me is taking off his, put on his tefillin, makes his bracha, and he's got a nice watch next to him, and he owes me money, so I take his watch and put it in my pocket, and he owes me money. He didn't give me money, so the Rosh is saying if I did that, I go to Bezin now,
yeah,
and take that watch and say, listen, he owes me $300, a $500 value watch. So I'm going to go sell it and get my $3. Here's you take.
I'll give him some change. Yeah, right. That seems to be that is the Rush's approach. That seems to be the Paschal Shulchan Aruch. That's the next section. And by the way, this idea is probably responsible for half of Kloshen Mishpat, because half the time, right, something is valid, knasa, something that's not going to be applicable to Zman Hazeh, and yet it goes into Shulchan Aruch anyways. Why? Because there is because in theory you could then be tofes it and then force it in anyways. So therefore that you could go through a lot of Kloshen Mishpat and come across these types of halachos that aren't really going to be applicable, but then become applicable due to this din. So it starts all the way, this idea is all the way in Siman Aleph. This is discussed right off the bat in Choshen Mashar Hilchos Dayanus, where the Shulchan Aruch there says, Afa pisha dayan she'en mesuchim b'eris Yisrael e'en magvin knasos, mandinoso ad she'yifayis. So it says, first of all, what happens in these kinds of things? So even though dayanim are not smuchim, and therefore they're not allowed to be passing these shilas, or having a din Torah these things, therefore they don't collect knasos. Mandinoso achifayis the baldino. They have the power to put the guy in cheirim until they get together. So that's an interesting halacha. It's not in the Gemara. I looked around last night. The Rif quotes it. The Rambam quotes it. Probably b'shem the Rif, right? That works. Yeah. That this was like the minug of yeshivas. Like it's a weird way of that's the way Rambam said the minug of yeshivas. is that if you have a chatzin nezek and basin is not collected, so basin gets the two guys in a room and says, listen, you guys, work it out, right? And that will take care of it, right? It's not the Gemara. It sounds like that's a good etza, because the next possibility is, and then when he gives a right amount, meaning whether or not the Baal Din is happy with it, right, their basin is actually taking a stand and saying, no, this is what you're going to give. The guy says, no, but he did, quiet, right, this is the amount that you're going to get. So then basin will release him from Cheirim, and it sounds like at that point, everything is okay. But that's if you could get the guy into Beis Din. He says, V'chein, nowadays where Cheirims aren't really going to be that helpful, he says, V'chein, similarly, im tafas hanizek shir masha roilo litain ein mutzim yado. And also, if the guy is tofes a shir, that which makes sense, so then we're not going to take it away from, him. So it's passage Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah continues on. It says, "V'in yomar hanizak shumuli niske she'eda ad kama etfos ain shomelo elim kvar tafas shomelo." And right, and the guy goes to base and says, "Well, okay, I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to hire the guy. I'm going to go and grab the guy's wife. I'm going to scope him out while he's putting on his tefillin. Right, and I'll take it. Just tell me how much I should take." Base is like, "You didn't hear from me. I'm not giving you a number. Right, kach v'chach tachzik, kach v'chach tachzir. I should take this to give back that. Right, we're not going to do that. B'chol zedacha b'knasas haksuvim about knasas shavayim chacham liklos me'atzim alta karazan govim mikol makom with Moshe Yisbar. That if a basin imposes their own knas, meaning if a community at some point will say, this is going to be the rules and you're going to listen to here, so then, okay, that's a different issue. That obviously will still be continued to be collected as Basin will make that declaration. Now, the idea of Tfisa, right, the Gemara itself has this. The Itmar Rav Yehuda Omer, no avid inish dina lenafshe, that a person should not do din for themselves. Rav Nachman says, no, avid inish dina lenafshe. Oh, you can go ahead and do this. Heichad the ikab seida, where there is a loss, meaning I could clearly show like I was damaged here. Kuli alma lo pligi. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the avid inish dinan nafshi, you should go ahead and do a thing. He could do the din himself. Ki pligi. They argue where there's not necessarily a heichad the ikab seida, where there is no loss. I'm not sure they're referring to like a kefil or maybe something. I mean, you can get the object back, but no, he owes me kefil too. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo avid inish dina lenafshe, they came to the lake of Seda, lezel kami dayana, that person shouldn't go ahead and do this. They came in because there's no pseida lezel, you'll go in front of the Torah. And Rav Nachman says, no, avid inish dina lenafshe. No, you can even do it in that case. Why? They came in the bedin avid lo tarach. That because there is a, he doesn't want to do the tircha of going to Basin. I mean, it sounds like even canceling out the first line here. Like, Basin takes a long time. It's much easier to grab the guy's watch while he's putting on his tefillin or the bike off of his yard. Yeah.
Can you explain why the initial act of destruction or theft doesn't initiate Basin, but the feelings that guy's stuff does?
Well, we're in a category of chatzin nezek is the example that we have here is a knas. So Beis Din is not there. Of course, we don't have smicha b'zman hazeh. We don't have smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's out of their jurisdiction. They look. We can't judge the case. We're not able to do that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The word
to grab.
To grab. Yeah. So the issue is right. If knosis is not really a nezek, so how could we? Where did it come from that the guy could say, well, you owe me money? I mean, if it's really a knas, so then you know it's like a speeding ticket. You can't like manufacture a speed. You can't manufacture a penalty if there is no charge in the first place, and there is no din Torah in the first place. So a riot to this is found in the Gemara. What time are we doing? Yeah, 11. Okay, a little bit of Chazara back earlier on Daflam Gimel Vez. That is where we finally get those lines, those precious lines that like you're like begging for a couple of dafim before of Kimle b'derabamine, right? Where you're like, I know there's this thing called Kimle b'derabamine, and like the Gemara like refuses to say it until you finally get to the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So there the Gemara is discussing the issue of Dalet Behei over there. And there, the Gemara sort of alludes to this issue of says, Ilu Avid Ihu Lo Mechayev Avid Shliach Mechayev, that if he does it, he's not going to be chayev. He's not going to be chayev dal v'hebos. He's going to be liable for misa. But v'avid shliach, but the shliach goes in and does it. So now all of a sudden he's going to be chayev the dal v'hei because you're going to be chayev because you did it on Shabbos. You're going to be chayev for violation of Shabbos, and the other guy's going to. Or the other way around. He's going to be chayev for doing shkita on Shabbos, and you're going to be chayev because of the dalet behei. So rather, the Gemara says, you're right. Ella lavi shum lo michayev, not because you're not chayev in the first place. El mishum de kim lebe derabim minei. It's that you're only subject to one penalty. And Gatosus here makes the point on the bottom of the daf. Says afagav da halchafiu lotzis yidei shemaim enu chayev daf kavamamun hu da amar. He says now. You're not even chayiv b'dinei shemayim in this case. So what's dinei shemayim? Right? So if there is a we had the case on Shabbos, right? If you have a what's it called a case that grama, right? A case of grama or something like that. So the so there's a chayiv, but we're not going to be able to set something on you. So there is a concept called chayiv b'dinei shemayim. How chayiv you are, what the responsibilities of that, how serious that is, that's a different topic. But that would only potentially be a mamon case. It's just a mamon case that Beis Din can't adjudicate for a different reason. So a case of grama would be a case where they're not able to adjudicate, but you're still going to have a chayiv on it. Right? Dama Rava, Basocher, Sapolim, right? Esan Asara Torah, Filuba al Imo, Demichayev, Baval, Latsis Yidei Shemai. Aval Knas. Lo mechayev el al pi basin. He says, but Knas, you're only chayev with a basin, because Amina Shir Shir Nelukim, Pratamar Shia Atma, Mikomakum Nicha, the Kevin Shia Royal, he's chayev, im lo ayam is chayev in Asha. But still, you would potentially be chayev in basin. So, what is this, what does the Gemara seem to be implying here? He says, your only chayev is only sets in once you have a din Torah. Once Beis Din imposes their chayev, so then you have a chayev. Until that point, it sounds like there is not going to be a chayev. That sounds like the position that Tosus is saying here. Rabbi Rappaport also pointed to Rabbi Kiva Eger in Makos, Daf Yud Aleph, I think, where also makes a similar point that there shouldn't be a chayev until you actually set in until there actually is a psak in Beis Din. So how does one resolve that? So track down two makoros that seem to discuss this. Number one, chovitz shiurim chelik beis. So in right, chelik beis, you at least in the section where he just has like topics. So there he has a topic. He has an essay here, right, entitled B'dinei Knasos. Ah, excellent. So the very last section in that thing, in that section, so he spells this out here. Yeah, by V'divrei Harash, how do you understand this? Bad Mahanya Tfisa Nochin Yoter Lisvar Shaliba Demanda Amr Knas Adam Zocha Bo Betfila El She'esher Liyashvil Gama Liba Demanda Amr Zocha Besof. Kevin, right, whether the chiv sets in the beginning or at the end, that's a discussion. So even if you assume that it doesn't set in until the end, until based on the existent, Kevin Mikol Malkum Gabra Bar Chiyuva Huli Alter, he becomes chayiv right away. Right? Sheyesh Alav Chiyuv L'Shayim Alidei Kfias Basin Beheicha Deleika Basin Iyu B'Malkum Basin Kai. So therefore, if there is an absence of basin, so the guy is taking the basin. The guy takes the place of basin. David Inish Dina L'Lashay, and therefore he goes ahead and does the Din Torah for himself. So therefore, if he's not going to be a psak of basin, so then you're right, that goes away. And if that goes away, so I could then take the place and impose upon it myself. And in theory, right, if basin would set a rule, so then I could go ahead and then I'd wait for that. But if basin is never going to take a stand on it, so then it falls away. Now, why does that work exactly? So the Kilas Yaakov gives you a little bit more, I think, as to like what, like, what is the theory? What is the legal theory behind this? And the Kilas Yaakov, it's Reb Chaim's father, right? At some point, right, he switched from being calling Reb Chaim the stipler's son to like around here, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky is Reb Shmuel's father, right? Everywhere else is Reb Shmuel's Yaakov's son. But anyways, in the Kilas Yaakov, so he quotes from the Shefer Shari Tzion. Anybody? No.
I see what that one from Baragolo, like the
Baragolo.
Shari Shuva.
Okay. All right.
Shari Shuva goes down a few times.
Okay. All right. So going back in time a little bit, but the Shari Tzion suggests that what is the reason for the wait? I mean, why would the Rush say that you are that you would be chayiv right away? What is the reason why we would assume the other way? I mean, this assumption is I can't set in until the knas is able to until Basin is able to adjudicate the knas. So why is that? I mean, there is a nezek involved. So why is it all of a sudden here we're saying, yeah, Basin has to declare it a nezek in order for it to be chayiv? So he suggests that, well, because the person could always, there is a concept when it comes to knosis at least of who does baldin. That actually is the whole second half of the sugya, which we're not going to, don't have a chance to get to. But actually, a lot of the discussion is on this topic. Is that, well, if there's a knas, so moda b'knas is pater, a guy who agrees that I'm fine, right? So if I'm walking down the street, my dog goes ahead and bites somebody and chews their and destroys their pants, right? So I agree, he agrees, I'm moda. So does that mean that I'm pater, right? Does that mean that I'm off the hook? So not necessarily. That's a machlokas we show, and we probably paskin the other way. We probably paskin that you that's rushed in the last lecture that I put it on.
That's a knas because it's not the norm. Is that why it's a knas?
Well, it's not supposed to. The Torah said it's a knas. I don't know.
Why is it?
The Torah said chatzin nezek is a knas. That's what we paskin.
So because the shame is that's called categorized shame. You're saying?
Yeah. Right. I'm calling that a shame.
Right.
And the truth is, the Rambam itself records animal biting another as shame. I mean, the Gemara here seems to be saying that too. But yeah, that's considered a shame type of thing. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. And so what if you're moda b'knas? So then it sounds like moda b'knas is pater. So okay, we're gonna maybe so.
Is that more bezin?
What? Ah, very good. So the Shari Tzion says, so why is it that we wait for the Pesach of Beis Din in order to be Mechuyev a Knas? So the Shari Tzion says, because the guy can always be Moda B'Knas. So if he has a chance to be Moda B'Knas, the Chiyuv for Knas is never going to set in because he's going to be Moda before Beis Din has a chance to make the Pesach. But Hoda B'Knas only works in Beis Din. Thank you very much, Greenspan. So if there's not going to be a Beis Din anyways, so the guy's never going to have a chance to be moved to the knas. He's never going to be able to admit it on his own. He's never able to admit it on his own. So now you're back left to you're back in the original place. In which case, okay, so let the guy go ahead and take it himself. I mean, he's never going to have that chance of being moved to the knas. Therefore, you don't have to wait for the soccer basin. That's the suggestion that Kilas Yaakov makes.
If he gives it, he said, oh my gosh, I'm moved that, take 200.
Well, if he gives it, he gives
and
it.
And then go to the basin and say, I gave it to him, showing Amoda.
Right.
And then, since it already happened, they can, based on, can then make the case and say, "Oh, he was Moda."
So that
it
a
just,
little
just
bit.
Like you can take it.
Well, that's a little bit worse because then he's going to say, "What?"
Yeah.
What's his claim? His claim is, "I'm giving 200. I'm a very honest guy." Right, we don't see. We don't get too many honest guys in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm an honest guy. I realize I feel really bad that my dog Fido went after him, and I'm going to. And here I want Basin to tell me how much I need to pay. So here is $500. I really think I only have 200, but now we can go to Basin and we can. Right? So I feel that's a bigger hoda. Meaning, once he's moda, the other guy's going to say thanks and keep the money. It's like, well, why am I going to Basin? You gave me $500, right? So I'm not sure. I don't know if that works. I mean, I don't know if the mazik can trigger a Basin thing. It might be that the nizik is required to. Now, if the guy says, "Here's $500," I'm going to look away for a minute, right? And that's their plan. So maybe that would work. But once the guy is moded that that's going to be the amount, that's going to be a problem. So now the last. Oh gosh. Okay. I wanted to just point out a little bit. So what about What about the following possibility of tefisa? Right, instead of we keep talking about tefisa of my example of stealing a guy's bike, or Greenspan's more firm example of taking a guy's watch while he's putting on his tefillin, maybe more timely. But Rekiv Eger suggests, well, how about you take the guy to our coast? Right, take the guy to secular court. Is that a valid form of tefisa? Right, can I possibly do that? And then if our coast goes way overboard, so then we'll go back to based and basically adjudicated. But can I use our coast as a valid form of tefisa? So Rekiva Eger coast to Marshallin says no, it's still going to be under the Isser coast. It's not allowed. No, we'd much prefer you going to the guy's basement and stealing his bike than going to a secular court. But Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins at the end. This is about the Evid Yesh Lomer the Bahani that it does work. The dummy mamish mashakos of harama the kasha simon kasha I guess the simon dal. It's similar to what the Rama writes in simon dal. So simon dal, there's a longer discussion there about what tefisa looks like. Oh, the Kaman Siftal, right. Simon Dal. So there is a longer discussion there. This is only half the Rama on this, on Simon Dal and Sif Aleph. He does invoke the concept there, two lines from the bottom. He quotes from the Truma Sedeshin of, that you're not allowed to do it Ali De Akum. I actually looked up the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin is a little bit, is talking about a guy using Arkos to get a, to claim a loan that was pattered by Shemitah. Meaning he gave the guy a loan before Shemitah, now it's after Shemitah, and he wants the money back, so I'll go to our coast, they don't know what this Shemitah thing is, and I'll be able to get the money back. So that's what Truma Sedeshin says to Aser. Now it happens to be part of the Truma Sedeshin, there's a famous rush that the Truma Sedeshin is really working on, where the rush tries to understand why nobody seems to be makbid on Shemitah's Ksafim in Spain. He's like, well, what's going on here? So that's that space. So there it's really the halach is going to tell you your pater, and our coast might tell you your chayiv. That's what the Truma Sedeshin says you're not allowed to do. But in this case, it sounds like halacha would say that the guy's chayiv is just a form of tefisa. So that's the suggestion. So this, like the only tshuva I could find modern day about this topic is in the Chashuki Chemet. So not too hard to find though. But the Chashuki Chemet, he does a Rav Zilberstein. He does have this shaila. Vashayila hakelav shel Shimon hisnafel al Reuven. Shimon's dog falls on Reuven. Vekarolo begadlo benashku veniska klutipel refui. Right, tears his garments and then he's got to go to the doctor. So Reuven taves Shimon bal hakelav. Our coast. So Reuven takes Shimon to our coast. Now he's only taking to our coast, I mean, he didn't ask a shaila first, right? The shaila's coming later. But Reuven takes Shimon to our coast. Our coast says, the court says, yeah, you're chayav, what do you want from us? Dmei shavi begadav, dmei ripui begavos. I'm right, you're chayav to pay the amount of the value of the, you know, the doctor's bills and the clothing. So now, ha'im mutter lo lahachsik mos elu o shema chayv lashivim. So is he now allowed? Now he has the money. Is he allowed to keep that, or does he have to give it back? So he doesn't strike. He doesn't get through the issue, which I was more wondering about. Of someone comes and asks me, Shaila, what do I do after the dog bite? All right, Zilberstein is in the place of. The guy went to court already, and now the guy's like, hey, wait a second, I just learned that you're not allowed to go to court. What are you doing going to court? So here he discusses what we do. He discusses the Rabbeinu Tam, then he discusses the rush, and then he discusses, and then he turns around and says, in came in the day, about two paragraphs from the bottom, shalot tofus ba'atz, but rather tofus ideir kos, l'cha'ora, it should not work. But then, notice Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it does work, and therefore you have the money. And of course, it's a court case, so therefore, Kimli, like Rabbi Kiva, it's a pretty strong Kimli to say, I hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're able to keep the money. But it doesn't help L'chachila. Now, he does continue on and gives you a little bit more. He says, Dvarenu Amurim Kashi Siku Shabalakel Bishma Vakol Basin. He says, this whole premise is, that if the guy would have gone to Basin, and instead of going to Basin, Basin can't adjudicate. No, the minhag of the Rif and the Rambam says that you can go to Basin and you have a discussion, and that would be wonderful. So if you can work it out that way, so this is all assuming he's not going to go ahead and do that. You're talking. So then, if that's the case, so then maybe it's even mutter to go to our coast in the first place, as it says in Kesef Umdana. If you have a good idea, that the tzvi is not going to work if you take the guy to Basin, ulai mutter, you could go immediately to our coast and not even stop to attempt to go to take
that's
the guy to Basin.
Too slow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Think,
yes, yes. I know people that slip down the slope. But yes.
What's Akum and what's Kimli?
Sorry, Akum is non-Jews. Kimli is a concept in monetary law that you have to have all of the, you have to be right according to all posts. If you're the one who holds the money, so the other guy, it's hamutzi mechaver al avarai, the other guy needs to take it. So he needs to prove it, and you holding the money could always say, Kimli, like this shita. So sort of, it's a little bit like unfair, like when you go through these social mishra trials and you try to like figure out, oh, so how do we pass in between these two? At the end of the day, it often doesn't matter. Because we say, Hamutz mechaver al avaraya, and if there's an opinion that follows that way, so that's the way that we're going to pass it.
How does Akum apply here?
How does Akum apply here? You went, I don't know,
you went to a
Gaiusha court.
You went to a Gaiusha court because you want to get your money then.
Or a secular court in Eretz Yisrael would still be an Arkos issue, which is what he's referring to here.
Comparing the two.
Like, Rabbi Akiva Yeager says, yeah, he says that that's a good form of tfisa. Or he suggests, b'di'evit, it is a good form of tfisa. So if you have the money already, so that's a good...
saying that Kimli would apply equally in a secular court or a Jewish court?
No. Kimli is...
As in, like, you already have it, so you're
The secular court is figuring out how you got it. Yeah. The Kimli is whether you have to give it back.
Once you have it, it doesn't matter how you got it.
Right. So now he has it. You're the muchzak, right? You're holding it, and now you're going to need Beis Din to come in. So Beis Din is going to be the one to adjudicate whether you have to give it back. So that's going to be Kimli. He concludes, just by the way, that this did happen. He says, "Kfar irim mikra shekelev nashach ben yeshiva slavatka." That there once was a slavatka yeshiva bacher that got bit by a dog. Now, I realize this was right with the demudum, and I think shahorim aron bal chazon yecheskel sheyifta lemishra, that the chazon yecheskel paskin or yecheskel abramsky paskin, that they should go to the they should report it to the authorities. So I'm wondering, like, what? Like, yecheskel abramsky, if I look at the book of page, he did learn in Slabodka, but like, why is he passing the shayla in Slabodka? Then I realized that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, his first job was to be Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka in Bnei Brak. So that's what it was. It's Slabodka in Bnei Brak, that yeshiva, that Yecheskel Abramsky was a Rosh Yeshiva of, so a kid got bit by a dog. The question was, should he go to report to the authorities? And Abramsky said, yeah, as the greatest halachic authority in all of it, right? So he says, Va'ashahi tifta larkos, leislam yachar shenemar velot tisan dami v'esachan. Even you go in the car, that's okay because you're trying to get the dog off the street, right? Right, and that's going to be your way of making sure that the dog gets taken care of, right? In that case, there's no iser arkos. So it sounds like he's mattering not just because you can get your money back this way, but at least to report to the authorities so that will remove the danger.
And
so
it's because based in can't get rid of the dog?
Yeah, right. So Beis Din, right. So the premise is that Beis Din can't deal with it. You could go to the authorities in order, because you want to clear this Nezek off the battlefield, right? But you, and then Mimela, it sounds like you could get your money back. You could get your money by the way of our coast. Now, in the absence of that, in the absence of the danger, that he never fully says that that's okay, and it's a Rabbi Rappaport suggested that we would. In his first email to me, he suggested that like it would be very hard to really say go to our coast without getting ahead to our coast. But in the second email to me,
also that the Bacher first went to the Shiva.
Right.
Said, okay, go to our coast.
Although that's not a heter arkos, that's a shaila. But
right, okay. It's a shaila. But not like, okay, I'm going to our coast because I have an issue. No one's going to deal with it.
Right.
So,
but in
his
second email to me, he wrote, "I just spoke to one of the real giants of Hoshe Mishpin Yerushalayim about the suffix, and although he'd said it's not a clear proof off the cuff, his gut reaction is that Knossos is considered as though there is no recourse, and as such, the lach of Tfisa would be more liberal, and therefore potentially going to a court case." Now, yeah, as an aside, a dog bite is not necessarily Nezek, but it's not. That's why I think Zilberstein throws in. He also tore his clothing. Right? It wasn't just he got a dog bite and a little heel. It was he also tore his clothing, and there actually has to be a real Nezek in order for this to get off the ground. All right.
Why is Dalek pay different?
A dollar of hay, plus that's above the nezek, anyways. I mean, you're.
If somebody took dollar of hay, why would
they? Oh no, they would. Potentially would. Right. The question is whether you could encourage a dalad v'hei, or the guy, or a hoda on dalad v'hei also might be more exemptive than in this case.
Yeah, but not.
Generally speaking, they will die. Dying to ask the shaykh.
Yeah.
Or.